week on The Brekkie Show.
Breakfast done daily here on 98.9 FM.
Uncle Pete, I do this thing called Done on One, and I wanted to talk to you because, I don't know, you and I have a connection, you and I.
No doubt.
Do you feel that?
I know it as a fact, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
We because in your case, and I can see it, but in my case, maybe others can't, but I know that you are not up yourself. What you see is what you get with Brother Jamie. Yeah.
But anyway, I'm here to talk to you. I want to talk to you.
Mm.
And you're a bit nervous about coming in and doing this.
I'm awake up to your tricks.
Oh, are you? Well, I want to know, where are you from? Where's your... I know it's an old question, your mob. What's your heritage?
My heritage, of which I knew very, very little. I never knew the history of my dad. I got a slight little look into my mum. A stolen young... I'm not even sure of her age, but... At a young age, you were removed to the Cootamundra Girls' Home.
Oh,
and that is...
That's well known.
Oh, yeah.
Terrible place. You told me a story once about Christmas, when I was giving you a lift to work when you were a crook. Yeah. Your mum made you put on your best clothes and you went up the park.
Yeah, we got dressed up in what we had as the best gear we had, up to the park, and... She knew all along what was on the agenda, but when we got
there... She was trying to make something of Christmas for
you. Absolutely, yeah. And the big highlight of what she could do for us was to sit us down around her in the park and hand out those gobstoppers. Oh, they were terrible, tasteless, hard as you could get. But they lasted a long while, and that's all she could afford.
Look at me. I feel like a privileged white guy. You know, you've gone to the park for Christmas, and your mum's done the best
absolutely
she could.
Yeah,
for gobstoppers. And, you know, I don't. It's hard to put myself in your situation. Was your father around then?
No.
What you're telling me now... A little bit of the background to Uncle Pete strikes me as what the problem is and has been, the disconnect between who you are and who your mum was, not knowing the full story. And that disconnect is not just in your family, eh?
No, it's not at all.
It's permeated right through many Indigenous families.
Because very rarely did I see a supposedly successful family. You know, there were some that quietly, I guess, towed the line in that little town where I grew up.
Mm. Which was? What's the little town?
A place called Narrabri.
Oh.
On the banks of the Namoi River. Yeah. A lot of good memories there.
When you say on the banks, you weren't in like a humpy or anything like that?
Not on the banks of the river. We weren't in a humpy, but we certainly were in a humpy. It was the side add-on to a big corrugated iron shed, which had all the gear locked in that. But they rented out the little add-on part of the... shed. That's all we could get anyway, as for affording, I don't know who was working.
Yeah.
Where my dad may have been at work.
Yeah.
Because it was very scarce.
So tell me, look, you know? What's the best thing that's happened in your life?
The best thing?
And we differ, don't tell me God. You know, you and I are different. Maybe I've got Christian values, but I'm not, you know, don't look at me like that. Don't look at me like that, Pete.
What, like what?
Hey, look, yeah. your eyebrows come right down, and it's like a.
Oh, these old grey things, yeah.
Yeah, I got them too.
All right.
Yeah, what's the best thing that's happened in your life?
I can't even begin to think what is the best, because there are, for instance, a very, very simple one. I was at the near-to-home shopping centre, shopping mall, coffee, placed the order, and instead of the young girl coming around and putting it on my table, she just pushed it across the counter, or put it across the counter, no disrespect or nothing. But she didn't bring it to my table, and I frowned a bit, attempted to get up, because I've got this back problem.
Yeah.
And from an adjacent table, a young white woman, she got up and just gave me the hand signal, you stay there. And she brought the coffee over, my order, to me. Those lovely things and the lovely people, they are coming out of the woodworks more than ever. Jamie, yeah?
Now, before we started this conversation, you leant across and said to me, there are many dark rooms in my life and I don't intend to open them here.
Did I say that?
Yeah, you did.
Must be true then.
you don't... The dark rooms, do they bother you? Do you carry a weight?
Well, I have for all of my life.
Yeah. We all have things in our past that we've locked away in a room.
Yeah.
You seem to have a rhythm in your life that is, I admire, I envy.
Well, if I do have, then I will, because it's true, again, I will acknowledge the fact of Christ.
And look, just to finish, if you hadn't have found God, where would you be?
Dead. Dead because I drank almost daily and I smoked and after I stopped drinking, continued to smoke every day. And that was the first and the last thing, though it's not for me anymore. No.
Well, Pete, thanks for coming in, and thanks for opening that one of those rooms just a little bit.
Yeah.
Here's to the future, mate.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Very much indeed.
The Brekkie Show.
With Dunn and Daly.
Weekday mornings, 5 to 9.
Breakfast Dunn Daly. Here on 98.9 FM.